707, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I would love to talk to you about the nomination of Sarah Palin. She will be ratified somehow. They have to do some business at the Republican convention because, technically speaking, John McCain, who made sure to go down to the coast yesterday, "Hi, I'm not George Bush. I won't sing and fiddle. I won't fly over you while you're drowning. Hi, no King's Wave for me." But here's the reality. They had to do this. They had to scale it back. And you know what? As soon as they figure out if Gustav, we'll cross our fingers and hope, doesn't do huge damage, they're going to be right back up ramping it up. So good for them. And you know what? They're actually getting a get-out-of-jail-free card because John McCain is a much poorer speaker than Barack Obama. Barack Obama, lyrical, even when he's doing prose, as he showed on that Thursday night great speech, which I don't think we've talked about enough either. So hopefully we'll incorporate some sound of that this morning as well. You know, it is just amazing to think that this Sarah Palin, who comes out of a field, although I've been hearing about her from, because I love to, Kate Fahey was asking me earlier, what's your favorite Sunday talk show to hate? And of course it's Fox News. I mean, Fox News Sunday morning, I like Chris Wallace a bit, but man, listening to those yahoos, especially Bill Kristol, never get a column that I ever wrote for the New York Times accurate. I love the way they always jump on him. "Hey," Keith Olbermann says, "get your facts straight." Yeah. You know, whoever thought that the New York Times would actually pander so much to the right wing in order to get, you know, everybody get off our backs, that they would hire Bill Kristol, who can't even get a fact straight in any of his columns. Oops. But, you know, hey, he's a columnist. Well, I was just going to see, as I'm talking about this, forgive me for sounding a bit distracted. I just wanted to see, the Vice in Go-Go Boots. That's the new one by Maureen Dowd, which actually I think sounds a little bit condescending towards her. But then, hey, so am I. Look, this woman is a scary, scary, scary person, okay? She doesn't believe in evolution. Now, I have a couple. I admit it. I have a couple of requirements in my presidential candidates. I want them to either be wise in the ways of the world or have a lot of experience in foreign policy. And since Barack Obama has some experience in foreign policy and is wise to the world, a.k.a. opposing the ridiculous, illicit, put us in a worse position, lost us to Hezbollah, and Hamas made them stronger. The dumbest thing that we ever did was invading Iraq. But hey, whatever. And it's not just me saying that. Most foreign policy experts have now come to that conclusion. Oh yeah. Only the neocon artists believe that that was a good idea. Bless their little pinheads. So the reality is, look, this woman is scary. But of course, his column today is entitled, because he's been backing her from the beginning, "A Star is Born. A Star is Born." But John McCain, of course, has gone down to the disaster area, and he will in Gustav's aftermath because he can't resist a photo op. So, Paul Krugman, I love you, but you're incorrect. No politician, particularly during it, he'll do a live acceptance of his nomination speech, mark my words, from Gustav. That's what he'll do. Surrounded by victims of the hurricane, we will invite especially to hear him and Sarah. Ugh. Yeah, take advantage of people who've just lost their homes. Great. Hi, I want to be in a photo op for the pubbies. If they have any kind of gumption, they will say absolutely not. So this is just insanity. Besides, okay, going back to why I can't vote for Sarah Palin, to stay within the realm of legitimate opposition. Okay, here's why. She does not fulfill the requirements for any sane vice presidential candidate. She doesn't believe in evolution. She doesn't believe in stem cell research, even unlike John McCain, who believes it in limited circumstances. Does not believe, believes in Pat Buchanan, believes in preemptive war. You know, there are just so many, doesn't believe in global warming. I'm sorry, on the scientific questions alone, I can't vote for her. No way. And I wouldn't vote for her if she was a man. A Star Is Born. Yeah, for the religious right-wing right. That's really hard to say without sounding like Elmo Fudd. Hi, Rose in Longmont. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning. Am I being too mean to Sarah Palin, Rose?
Good morning. I think she thinks she's a feminist, but she's against abortion, even if a young woman is
raped
or if
incested.
If a victim of incest.
Yep.
Which is horrible to me.
Oh.
And being a nurse, and I know when it's, if it's safe and rare, I know when an abortion has to be done. Okay, I think she's got her hands full the way it is. She has 5 children, 1 going to Iraq. He can take care of himself, I guess. But she has those younger children, and she has a child with special needs. Those children need special care. She can have a nurse. She's probably got money. She can.
So you're saying people. She shouldn't be governor either? Because she makes $125,000 as governor. Her husband made around 93, working for the oil industry as well as a commercial fisherman.
She chose to have this child with special needs.
Yes.
Now let her stay home and take care of the child.
So you think she should resign as governor as well?
I don't know how good a job she's doing. But the Republicans are doing this because they think they can get the Hillary vote. That's what's back of it. They think those of us that was for Hillary that are still a little peeved will cross over and vote for them.
Doesn't sound like you're going there, Rose.
We won't.
Well, you know what? Most listeners, yesterday when I was actually struck because I walk a lot, and I was walking in a nearby park, and I actually overheard, I counted like, in the 3 or 4 miles I walked, 4 conversations about politics. Now, normally people are talking about their kids or work or something, but they were all talking about Sarah Palin, and I couldn't find anyone, even Hillary supporters, who was going to vote for her. Not anyone. Now, I'm in a liberal bubble in a liberal city, but still, I don't think people are going to be fooled by that. I just don't, no matter how peeved they are at Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
I'm not peeved. I've decided that Obama and Biden will do fine. They're going to do a good job. I almost said Biden. He's Irish. Okay.
Well, I like that. Biden and Obama. I like it. They're both Irish.
Okay.
I think actually Barack Obama is somewhat Irish. So, you know, we're all somewhat Irish. It's just
we're
all from Panagia originally, you know.
Right.
I just look at it
Kansas.
As... Amen.
Mm-hmm, that's my home state. Okay.
Well, and you know what? It's interesting. You know, the other factoid I've recognized about this, Rose, and then I'll let you go. Do you realize that this is the first time that I can think of in my memory where somebody who was born, well, actually, she technically speaking was born in Idaho, but this is the first time an Alaskan and an Hawaiian have faced each other.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, yes.
States 49 and 50 going at it. Thank you so much for your call.
Well, get out and support the people that will help the poor people in the working class.
And that would be Barack Obama and Joe Biden, hands down, no contest. Thank you so much for your call. Although John McCain is trying to sound more liberal, he's trying to sound more compassionate. Not working, John. We know your record. We know that you voted against women's rights every single time. That's why I would scream at those Puma people who, of course, the media, the bloviators, hi, let's find a Puma, you know, and they were hanging out and, hi, we'll be interviewed. Yeah, we're 5 of us, but we'll be interviewed. Yeah, you know what? The 5 of you, go home. Just go home. If you really can vote for John McCain and say you're for women's rights, you're a moron. 303-713-7600. You obviously can't read, can't hear, can't speak, can't watch TV because you're missing all the facts worth noting. Joyce Jefferson coming up with Progressive Traffic. We'll be right back on Colorado's Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. I'm Erin Hart filling in this morning. If you'd like to write me, it's Erin, E-R-I-N, at erinhartshow.com, and that's H-A-R-T. So erinhartshow.com, erin@erinhartshow.com, and the email will get to me. Thank you for joining us on this Labor Day morning. Good morning.
She's not from these parts, and she's not from Washington.
Yeah, she's from Wasilla, Alaska, population 7, 8, 9,000. Pick a number. I've read all of them. But you know what? Just because you've been doing this doesn't mean that, gosh, just so crazy. So crazy. I can't believe he picked her. But, you know, Billy Crystal told him to. So he went, oh, neocon artist telling me what to do. I'll do it. You do not want 4 more years of the last 8 years. You really, really don't, do you? Allie on a cell phone. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
I have two things. I'm a teacher on my way to work on Labor Day. What's up with that?
Hey, what is up with that, girlie?
Well, the school year just started. I got a lot to do. But as a teacher, I'm appalled at Palin's point of view on creationism versus evolution. I can't even imagine going there. But secondly, I can't wait for vice presidential debate. I think Biden is going to mop the floor with that funky hairdo of hers.
Funky. You know, I noticed the other day, Mrs. McCain had her hair up, so Sarah had to wear hers down.
Oh, dear. Oh. Heaven forbid, we should all have our hair up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, I can't wait until they won't wear the same outfits, because probably McCain spends $500,000 on hers. But still, I'm being catty now, and I'm being picky. But anybody, I'm sorry, if you don't believe in creation, if you believe in creation, so-called science, then as far as I'm concerned, you didn't pay attention in science class and biology, and you don't get to do this, okay? You don't. You
That's right.
don't get to do this. You really don't. You don't get to be vice president of the United... Well, actually, probably Dick Cheney. Gross! It's really so scary. She's Dick Cheney in a woman's body. She's frightening. And she's not as smart as Dick Cheney, which is scarier still.
As if we need 4 more years of that.
Yeah, we need 4 more years of the same with two people who are probably less intelligent than Bush Cheney put together. And I'm giving most of the intellect to Cheney. Yeah, no.
Well, and that's why I think this vice presidential debate, it's going to be...
Well, can he pick? Everybody's been speculating. The bloviators have all been going, oh, can he pick on her? Can he pick on her? Can he pick on her? And I'm saying yes, with his good sense of humor. As long as he's funny, I think we'll be fine. Besides, she's known as the Barracuda. And if she gets mean, her voice will probably go up. I'm looking forward to this.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Thank you. Have a good time working. And thanks for teaching in our schools. Doug on a cell phone, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Yes, so she does not believe in global warming?
No.
Okay, three things. One is the ice caps up in the Alaska area are melting, and the Coast Guard has had to increase the number of boats up there because of a threat from Russia.
I know.
Because there's more water to patrol now.
It's scary, isn't it? It's like, and you guys managed to miss that as commercial fishermen? Okay.
And two other things. The Eskimos store their whale and seal and walrus meat in caves like 25 feet down in the middle of the ice.
Ooh.
And the flesh now of that meat is not frozen anymore. And she's not aware of that. That's in Alaska. Then the third thing is McCain actually ran some ads talking about global warming not too long ago. It was about his energy policy. It was right at the very beginning of the very beginning after he was the candidate.
Well, maybe she's revised her opinion, but when I checked up on her beliefs, she didn't believe in global warming. Well, she was a pitchfork packing mama for Pat Buchanan, who calls her a pro-life feminist.
Huh. Okay. Well, hope maybe some of that'll come out in some of the ads.
Yeah. No, I want to see him. And I don't
debate.
Think the Politico is saying that the Barack Obama, that they're all kind of hanging back and being nicer to her. Uh-uh. Gloves off. Got to talk about it. She's a heartbeat away from the presidency. If he gets elected. No, not ever. Not under any circumstances whatsoever. Thank you so much for your call.
Yep. I love your show. And I miss Trader Joe's also.
Oh, I love Trader Joe's. Actually, Trader Joe's is fab. Are you kidding? I have a $15 gift certificate, and I can't find it. Somebody gave me a gift card for a holiday, and I'm like, ah. And I was looking for it the other day because I went, I want some pot stickers, and I couldn't find it. I'm going to have to ransack the house. Thank you so much for your call. It's 303-713-7600. Damn, I'm salivating. Trader Joe's, by the way, is one of the best organic stores ever. No offense, Wild Oats. I love Wild Oats. I would be shopping at Wild Oats, but, it's just, if it were here, but, it's just, at Central Market up here, too. Asian Market. Love that Asian food. Okay, Billy Crystal is, as expected, really obnoxious today. Oh, John McCain, Joe Lieberman. That's because Karl Rove called him up and said, don't pick Joe Lieberman. We can't have that Democrat on our ticket. He'll alienate the Reverend Dobson. Look, here's the problem. Not Reverend Dobson. I know you're not a Reverend Dobson. You just act like one. You just play one in Colorado Springs. Anyway, the reality is, look, the McCain needed a shot in the arm. Barack Obama, 40, I don't know how to stress this enough, 40 million people, more than turned out for the finale of American Idol, watched the Obama speech, which was lyrical and lovely, I thought. It really was, because it really laid out for the nation. And I wonder if you, I would love to hear from various people this morning. Here's the people I'd like to hear from. Any Hillary supporter, even if you're a Puma, any Hillary supporter who is even entertaining the notion of voting for John McCain, because now he has a girl by his side. And I'm using that voice on purpose because that's what they think of you. Here's what Republicans think of you. You're so dumb. You'll fall for us putting a girl on the ticket. And because there's a girl on your ticket, you'll follow your ovaries. And especially if it's a beauty queen, because I'm married to a beauty queen, even though I call her the C word now and then. And I'm married to a beauty queen. And I have one standing by my side now. So that keeps me up and running as a candidate.
That's what they think of you, okay? That is what John McCain thinks of you. That's what he thinks about you in the high, whining voice in his head. That's the way he thinks. So we know about his choices now. We know about the way he selects. By the way, does anybody really believe for a New York second that they vetted this woman? Because all you have to do is realize what they're trying to do this trooper. Now, the trooper may be venal. He may even be a mortal sinner, to borrow a phrase. But, you know, I think you need to, when you have people who have broken the law in front of you, especially if you're now the governor of the state and you were on the oil and gas board before that, and you were a mayor before that, you got to have the sense God gave a goose. Go to the cops. Hello? Go to the state troopers. File a complaint. Make charges against him. Women, if someone hits you, call the police. And if they don't do enough for you, call a lawyer. Go to a shelter. Get some help. I can't stress this enough. And I know it's easy to feel beaten down and victimized, apparently, by these men. But you know what? If somebody hits you, run. Don't walk in the other direction. He is never, ever, 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 ever going to start repenting or start feeling better about himself until he gets major ask counseling, and even then, it's a roll of the dice. I hate to be pessimistic, but the reality is that men who abuse keep abusing. So the second this woman heard anything out of this guy's mouth that sounded like a threat, especially, now, let me raise your hands, and I'll bet there's no one, so I'm safe in saying this to those of you who are driving. Raise your hand if you would stay one nanosecond with somebody who allegedly tasered your child. Stay with me now. Would you stay with them for 2.5 seconds? Oh, good. I'm so glad. Not even a nanosecond, right? Not even the beat of an eyelash, to mix a metaphor. Yep. Nope. You wouldn't stay, right? You'd go. Correct? Am I right about that? Yeah, I thought so. So why is this Alaska First family now trying to go after this guy's job without having filed any charges against him? Excuse me? I thought you were the Law and Order party. I thought you were a pistol packing mama. I thought you guys would, you know, threaten somebody back if they threatened you. Isn't that why you carry a gun? Because you're, I mean, apart from the moose and the bears that may come after you in the wilderness. But you know what? The reality is, I'll bet you they just got into a messy, bitter divorce. And maybe this guy is violent and maybe not, but then why didn't she file charges? And in a first family, now, if this were just your average, uninformed or poverty-stricken person, I might be more compassionate, but somebody who's been in the public eye for more than 10 years and who knows better, no. And then she tried to influence peddle, and the guy she fired, Walt Monaghan, is telling her, the safety commissioner who she tried to get to fire the trooper, well, he goes,
look, you can't do this. He will have a lawsuit against you so hard because you're coming after him with the state government, with the first husband, with everyone. You can't do this. And she says, I don't care. You're going to obey me. Do my will. Well, guess what? Now she'll have this haunting her. So do you think the Republicans really, or they just went, oh, look, it's a girl. It's a girl. She'll appeal to right-wing reactionaries. Let's go for her.
You know, and I'd use a deep voice, a manly voice, but that doesn't sound as silly. So I'm going to use a high whining voice because here's what they do.
Hi, I believe in God and the literacy of the Bible. I ignore all kinds of scientific evidence. La, 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 la.
No, I'm sorry. You don't get a free pass. You don't get a free pass if you don't understand basic biology. Sorry. Bye-bye. You're not smart enough to lead my country. Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. And you are absolutely free to believe what you want in your personal life. That is a question of faith. I would never, never argue with that. I believe in God. I absolutely do. So you know what? But that's my faith, not my scientific proof. So be very clear on that. I'm also a citizen of the United States of America. First Amendment problems here. So no, she can't read the Constitution. She doesn't give me rights as a human being. No, thank you. No way. No how. No, Sarah Palin. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. It is 32 past the hour this morning. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls after we check in with Joyce Jefferson and Progressive Traffic.
She knows where she comes from, and she knows who she works for. She stands up for what's right, and she doesn't let anyone tell her to sit down.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. I'm filling in for J. Marvin on this Labor Day. And thank you all who wrote nice things for me and urged, cheered me on the blogs on am760.net. I really appreciate it. Please, please keep it up. All right. And write me at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. I do read my emails, and I read them on the show, too, if they get to me in time. And they are easy, quick, be pithy, though. Longer emails I tend to read a little later. Now, 11 Red Cross volunteers have headed from North Carolina to the Gulf Coast. Good for them. The Centennial Chapter of the American Red Cross has deployed its emergency response vehicle and 11 volunteers from Loveland, Fort Collins, Steamboat Springs, Longmont, my hometown of Greeley, and Berthoud, and my hometown, Nunn, is close by. Volunteers are being deployed to Texas. Now, those of you who happen to know my cousin John, he is fine. He's down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. If you went to school with him in Littleton or you know of him from having worked with him in downtown Denver for the EMTs, he's okay. He's fine. He delayed an overseas trip and is staying with his son to hold down the fort. They boarded up their home. Actually, I think the storm Gustav, maybe Hurricane Gustav, may be worse for my poor cousin in Lake Charles than it's going to be in New Orleans. But we are going to check in with Clear Channel in New Orleans this morning as part of our panoply. And we're also going to, and Kate, I will send you this email with her number. We're going to check in with the delegate a little later in the hour to see if there are some new options to check in on Obama's record and to recommend to your friends and all kinds of things. Because we just have to get busy. We have to get busy because if you cannot take this election for granted. Even though I'm laughing at Sarah Palin and you may be laughing at Sarah Palin, she is a potent force among a lot of evangelical Christians. And if the base turns out, McCain is much harder to beat. Ohio is still in the red column, by the way. Barely Republican, but Republican nonetheless. There is a point between Obama and McCain in Ohio, which is why Obama and Biden are certainly surfing around there these days. Pat in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. You?
You're fabulous. You're not well. You're fabulous.
Thank you. Can I quote you on that?
I woke up when I heard you this morning. It was just, it wasn't amusing. It was so true.
Well, that's the fun about the truth is you can make it funny, particularly if it's true. And when things are not funny is when they're not true.
Yeah, the problem I have is, not the problem I have, but I know that there are so many American people that are really stupid. And because McCain has a girl on his ticket, don't go for it.
I read some of them in Ohio Mall yesterday. Were going, oh, cool, she's a woman. I voted for Hillary, but I'm kind of thinking about it. And then they went, well, you know she's anti-choice. Oh, is she? Then it was, and you know she's not for, she's for creationism. Oh, is she? I mean, you know, it was like as they went down the litany of her actual policy beliefs, the woman finally said, oh, I can't vote for her. And it's like, hello, bingo.
And then someone's going to say, well, she has the same kind of experience as Barack. No, she doesn't. She has never taught constitutional law. She does not have 2 degrees.
And worked with community service. I mean, okay, she's been mayor of a small town. Good for her. But, you know, the reality is, Alaska has just over 500,000 people in it? 1/10 of Chicago. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Mayor of a town the size of, what, Inglewood?
Yeah, and what's the population? Let me just look the population of Illinois, which he represents. I mean, give me, it's ridiculous.
Goodness.
Oh, the other thing is going to be executive experience. Well, you know how she wields her executive experience? To go after her brother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy may be a stone-cold creep. Don't miss it. You know, he might be a creep. But the reality is, you can't do that. You can't use the state government to go after him.
That's not the correct way. I hope people understand that.
Yeah, me too.
I hope they do. And I hope they understand that you don't just vote for a woman, just a woman, just because she's a woman.
Have you ever voted for somebody just because they had, and I'm going to use a body part word here, everybody, so get ready. Ovaries? Forget it.
And it's so stupid. And I'm sorry to say, we have stupid people. We're just stupid. That's why Bush is in there.
Well, that and some chicanery by Karl Rove, who's by the way, whose minions are working for John McCain. So if you do not think that they will try to stack this election, everyone, think again.
Oh,
think again. Well, they will no doubt do that.
Thank you for the morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm glad I'm holding up Jay's end for him. Happy too. I'm glad he takes some time off. Yay, Jay. Keep taking time off. I know it's hard to expect in an election year, but still, I love working. It's 303-713-7600. The page I'm trying to grab with the population of Illinois is not working for me, so let me try another way. I need the number, not the attachment. But it's got to be in the millions, right? It's got to be in the millions. It's got to be in the millions. So, you know what? If you've got millions of people, and I think there are probably several millions, I think it's probably even safe to say tens of millions of people in Illinois, then I'm sorry. Guess what? You've represented more people. You've represented more people, vastly. So, hi. You know, it's ludicrous to assume that Barack Obama has less experience than Sarah Palin. Please. She has different experience. Look. And anybody who looked 3 seconds at Dan Quayle, oh, please, knows that John McCain isn't truly picking a successor for himself. Does anybody ever believe Dan Quayle is even ready now to be president of the United States after 4 years as vice president of the United States? Of course not. Of course not. There are just certain people who should never come near the presidency. Here's my problem. I'm from the assassination generation. This scares me, okay? If you don't pick a number two who is ready to step in, as Hillary used to say, on day one, I don't want to know from your judgment. I don't want to know from your judgment if you think Bill Kristol is the last best arbiter of taste in vice presidents. He liked Joe Lieberman, too. And I think, look, I was hoping that he would pick Joe Lieberman or the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Ridge, because that would have sent Reverend Dobson into Dr. Dobson. I know I keep doing that. Excuse me. Dr. Dobson into paroxysms of religious fervor. Oh, my God, I can't vote for them. They're not Christian. Well, you know what? To me, it's not Christian to be dumb. To me, it's not wise to be dumb. And if you don't believe in evolution, you're willfully ignorant, okay? If you know about evolution, and apparently because these right-wing reactionaries, you thought it was good to put them in charge on a local level, guess what? In many school districts in the United States of America anymore, evolution isn't even taught very much. That was their solution. Oh, we can't teach creationism? Well, then we'll just ignore evolution. Oh, that's intelligent. Let's see. Do we have a science gap in this country? Are we running behind the world in science? Why, yes. Do we want to be able to compete in the world? Why, yes. Do you want your children to be smart and get into great colleges, whether they're state schools or Ivy Leagues? Why, yes. Do you want your children to grow up woefully ignorant? Let's all hear a chorus of no's. Okay, then you can't vote for Sarah Palin, John McCain, because John McCain's judgment is flawed because he picked someone who doesn't believe it. And, you know, watching John McCain, do you remember the tortured answer he gave on evolution? Well, I kind of, you know, he didn't. That's going to be a question she gets. Wait till she talks. Oh, boy. And people go, oh, yeah. Look, religion is absolutely fine. Faith is fine. If you believe that that divine spark within was divinely inspired, great. You know what? I believe there must have been sort of some sort of wonderful spark, wondrous spark to set it all off. Do I presume to know the mind of the Almighty? Why? No. Am I going to perpetrate my beliefs upon you? No. My religious beliefs are my personal opinion and my faith, informed by my faith, which, by the way, I also feel free to disagree with. So the reality is, look, if you're doctrinaire, if you believe you have to go in lockstep with that, okay. But then, you know, let your children go to school. Don't cripple them. Let them learn evolution in school. Don't make them miss what the rest of the world knows. Don't cripple them while little Chinese children, little Indian children, little European children are studying the world as it really is. Please don't do that. Please. You're denying them a whole host of job opportunities, for one thing. Zoologists. I mean, biologists. Forget, you know, creation science is ludicrous. It is an oxymoronic statement. She doesn't believe in global warming. She thinks, ooh, goody, let's drill, 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 drill. She even believes in drilling in the Alaska wilderness, and McCain doesn't even believe in that. So good that he can pick somebody who disagrees with him, kind of, but bad that she's ignorant. So let's not do this, okay? She may, you know, I'm not trying to pick on the, I would, believe you me, I would be saying the exact same things about her, minus the word ovary, if she had testes instead. Trust me. She is not worthy. She is not worthy. And, you know, it's like McCain doesn't even know Palin well. He hasn't worked with her. She's just not tested. Oh, can't wait. Don't you wish Tim Russert were here so he could grill her? I do. 303-713-7600. It's 7:46 in the morning. I am going to probably take a quick break here, Katie, just so you know, Kate. And because I would like to take some time to ruminate on just how bad a choice this is, but also because I want to catch up about the hurricane, which we're going to try to do for you this morning. And I need to take care of some business sending Kate an email with a telephone number that she will be needing. So I will talk to you soon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, the number is 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the J. Marvin Show. I'm filling in. Thank you for joining me. I heard from my fellow Democrat in Idaho, which probably has no chance of going for Barack Obama, although it did in a big way with Democrats, that we were checking in about the Louisiana Hart clan, who is avoiding the hurricane still, as far as I know. He's supposed to check in with me later today or tomorrow so that we know he's okay in Lake Charles. And I'm rooting for you, John. Gustav heads near. She's my cousin-in-law, but she feels like my cousins feel like my brothers and sisters, if you don't catch my drift already. And my sister-in-law says, I'm still high from the last night of the convention. Just the thought of it makes me cry. Me too. I get choked up as I think about it. The energy, the historical aspect, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. When she gets back from floating the Grand Canyon, she says she's going to head to Montana and help out any way she can. You know what? I might join you because Montana is leaning blue. I don't know if you guys know that. And if you missed, I'll tell you, I'm almost ready to move to Montana, except I love water so much. I love water way, way a lot. But I have to tell you something. I am leaning towards going to Montana because Montana is on the cusp. And if you did not see, if you missed because the stupid pundits cut away from one of the best speeches, they're all going, there's no red meat. There's no, well, they would have seen a buffalo steak. They would have seen a veritable banquet of red meat in his speech. It would have been amazing. But the morons didn't do it. So, I, you know, they cut away from Governor Brian Schweitzer's speech. And I don't know whether I just toasted you on chat, Kate, by the way, just a work note. Now, here's the thing. 303-713-7600. Did you catch Brian Schweitzer? You know from when I filled in for Mario that I am, and Jay last time, that I'm absolutely besotted with the environment, that I believe, naysayers notwithstanding in the Denver Post, boo hiss, that we can build a grid from sea to shining sea and get all this hot air in the middle of the country to go out to the ends of the country and join us in our proverbial hot air and give us wind power. You know, these naysayers who say, oh, Al Gore, we can't do it in 10 years. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. If we put our minds to it, and I don't care if it's, as you put it so baldly, you know, the Manhattan Project on steroids. Good. Fine. That's the one case I'll say yay to steroids. This is ridiculous. We have to get off foreign oil. And that's another reason why I don't like Sarah Palin. I believe in oil in Alaska. Let's drill. Let's drill everywhere. No, let's not. Let's not. She doesn't believe, she thinks that polar bear, okay, you want me to get you on your, I'll get you any way I can. Animal rights activist, she wants to take polar bears off the endangered species list. They're starving and drowning because there's more water than ever before, and they can't swim far enough between ice flow to ice flow. But never mind facts, and somebody who doesn't believe in evolution is really, really prone to going into denial. You know, and the only difference between Bush-Cheney is that actually this is Cheney-Bush. You know, the ignorant governor without much power is in the vice presidential seat this time, and the Machiavellian scary warmonger is in the presidency position. That's the only difference. That's the only difference between Bush-Cheney. That's it. They switched places. It, period, Shinola, that's it. That is the only difference. McCain is Cheney, and she is Bush.
Hi, I don't believe in global warming. I don't believe in evolution.
Sorry, you can't be vice president. I'm sorry. I don't want you a heartbeat away from anywhere. Not even. I wouldn't even want you to be my governor, quite frankly. But there you go. We have a smart governor. Oh, and they were all saying, well, Governor Bill Ritter is pro-life. Yeah, but he doesn't impose it on me or you or anybody else's body parts who he doesn't control. And good, because a woman should be able to make up her own mind. Okay? Period. No question marks. Doug on a cell phone. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Doug.
I almost think that if Obama's speech had gone poorly, McCain might have announced somebody else.
Joe Lieberman or Tom Ridge?
I mean, really.
You might be right.
It took the news away from Obama's speech and focused on, oh, he picked this unknown woman, Sarah Palin. I think it shows his tactical thinking. It doesn't show much in the way of strategic long-term thinking.
Which is exactly how we got in trouble with this particular president.
Exactly.
Yuck. Yeah. No, you know what? I agree with you. I think this woman is scary. I don't think, look. I can't deal with anybody who doesn't believe in science or in my rights as a person. I can't.
I agree.
I can't vote for him. I can't.
If you wanted to pick a woman, there are many other much more qualified Republican women. I mean, Kay Bailey Hutchinson.
Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Now, that one would have scared me. Kay Bailey Hutchinson would have scared me. She has a sense of humor. She's extremely smart. She could take over the presidency day after tomorrow. As far as I know, she believes in evolution. She may be pro-life, but, you know, that's not necessarily going to disqualify you for my vote. I'm not that doctrinaire, as long as you promise not to interfere with my right to choose. As long as you say that you'll appoint justices who actually understand modernity and who realized that the Constitution is not frozen in time in the 1700s, and we can all come to the realization that civil rights probably wouldn't have gotten enacted so quickly if it hadn't been for the Supreme Court. By the way, if you're a woman and you think having her appoint Supreme Court judges is remotely a good idea, or McCain for that matter either, just remember the Supreme Court eviscerated a woman's right to equal pay and redress this past season. So, no. We have to get, we do not want a court more conservative than it is now by any wild stretch of the imagination.
My wife was actually kind of on the fence for Obama versus McCain until he picked Palin, and then she said, no way am I voting for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's curious, because most of the time the pundits are all mentioning it as the other way around.
No, my wife's a college professor, she's well-educated, and she's there like, why did he pick this woman?
Yeah.
She's not qualified to be president.
No,
I mean,
she's
not. The man's 72 years old, even without worrying about being in the assassination generation, which I am as well, he's had, what, 4 bouts with cancer? He could just become disabled, and she could have to take over, and she's not qualified.
Yeah, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. I really believe, look, McCain's judgment is pick a person less smart, ignorant about science, inexperienced for my Veep. Barack Obama goes, I want somebody who will argue with me, tell me, you know, I heard him on 60 Minutes last night, he goes, and Joe Biden was interrupting him, he goes, I deliberately picked somebody who's as smart as I am, you know what I mean? That's what I want somebody to disagree with me, I want somebody to challenge me. He's not afraid to be disagreed with, he welcomes
right.
it.
And Biden's not afraid to disagree with him.
Yeah.
So it's a good combination.
Absolutely.
I want the two smart guys in the room.
Absolutely. I agree. I want 3 of the smartest people in the room to be running my country. I don't care if they're male or female. Sorry. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And that would be, let's say, the Secretary of State and the Vice President and the President. And you know what? I want that. I'm not afraid of having smart people run my government. Are Americans afraid of smart people? You'd think from our choice in presidential candidates. But it wasn't really our choice. It was rigged, so we don't have to worry. Karen, Case, Bob, we'll get to your calls coming right up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls, 303-713-7600. Stay warm and dry.